Yesterday, the Senate Ethics Committee issued a letter that severely admonished New Jersey Democrat Robert Torricelli for violating Senate rules. The letter said the senator improperly received various gifts from David Chang, a former contributor for whom he'd done favors. The letter made a stir in Washington, where many were asking how the rebuke would affect the first-term senator's re-election bid this fall. Eugene Son of member station WBGO put the question to some voters in New Jersey.
Fred and Pete's Deli sits in a strip mall in Hamilton Township, a suburb of Trenton. It's the kind of place where even on a 90-degree day, people sit on milk crates outside sipping coffee, discussing the news of the day. Today it was Bob Torricelli. This town has lots of so-called Reagan Democrats who will vote for Republicans on occasion, and there's a small split developing within the party. Democrat Carla Weeks, a 34-year-old nursing student, is new to the state. Weeks says she's angry that the Ethics Committee cited Torricelli for not coming clean about the gifts.
He was very dishonest in saying that, in first denying it and then coming back and saying that he did, in fact, accept those gifts. So I definitely wouldn't vote for someone like that because I don't think he can be trusted.
But in a state where politicians routinely get thrown from office or sent to jail for corruption, this latest chapter in the book on Senator Torricelli makes no difference to 68-year-old Democrat Richard Ercoboni, a retired office clerk.
Look what happened to Clinton. He got caught, and he ended up being a better guy for it, so they say. There's no difference with him. He got caught with his hands in the till. No doubt they're all doing it. He just happened to be one of the unfortunate ones.
Rider University political science professor David Rebovich says the findings from the Ethics Committee will help Republican challenger Doug Forrester. Rebovich says now the GOP can say an independent authority says Torricelli should not have taken the gifts.
Because I suspect what the Forrester camp and Republicans in general will do is use the specific language of the Senate Ethics Committee letter and feature that language in negative ads or attack ads against Bob Torricelli.
In fact, Forrester started today. He read from the Senate Ethics Committee letter at an afternoon news conference, making the most of this opportunity. Forrester says he's most disturbed that Torricelli contacted various government officials on behalf of David Chang, the man who gave Torricelli the gifts, and is now in prison for making illegal campaign contributions to the senator.
They are saying Bob Torricelli knew what David Chang was doing, and that what David Chang was doing was to induce Bob Torricelli to represent him before our government and foreign governments. That is outrageous.
Forrester says the Senate Ethics Committee may be done with this, but he will continue to spotlight the issue. He says Torricelli is unfit for the Senate and is doing his best to convince voters they need a political newcomer, like himself, to restore integrity to the office. For NPR News, I'm Eugene Son in Trenton, New Jersey.